Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me.
That's Terry Stafford bringing us back. I know it sounds like Elvis, but it's not. Seven till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. And I know I don't sound like Elvis. Joanne Black is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, founder of No More Cold Calling. That's put a website, .com on the end of that, I should say. NoMoreColdCalling.com is her website. Pick Up the Damn Phone is her new book, How People Not Technology Seal the Deal, wherever books are sold. Joanne, we're talking about setting goals for ourselves that are compatible with our customer expectations. And we talked about doing that. We talked about getting customers to be accountable and making sure that we move the sale along the proper way. Another way to make sure they're accountable is to do the interim closes, right? So you get them to agree if you come to a conclusion on something and you can put that objection away, you get them to agree that's no longer a problem. You've solved that problem. We're moving on, so they can never come back to that later on. That's another way of getting customers to be accountable too, isn't it?
Well, it is, and you need to ensure that they're invested in your solution.
Right.
So that, you know, that's one way of doing it, so that you're sitting on the same side of the table.
Right.
And, you know, one of the things I do, I ask a lot of questions, and sometimes they need to get back to me with answers. So as an example, I will say to them, well, what percent of your current business comes from referrals? And they'll look at me and say, you know, that's a good question. I really should know the answer. Well, I need to know that data before I can ever prepare anything for them, because I need to make the business case by why they need to accelerate referrals. Even though they know intellectually, I need the data. So they need to find that out. They'll get back to me with that. And so they are invested in the solution. And that's key, that we are working together. And we've talked about this before, Jim, but you feel, and we know the signs, that this customer is not on your side, we should walk away.
If you can't make the move, if you can't get them over, now, you know, lots of times that's part of the project, isn't it? Getting them over onto your side, because they oftentimes start out not on your side. But if you go through all the way through the process and it's not looking, you know, favorable, you know, before I leave, though, Joanne, I actually say, you know, I feel like I'm not really helping you much. Or I'll often say to them, am I helping? Am I doing? Am I contributing anything? I see that all the time, and I might even say I'm afraid I might not be contributing what you need me to do here. Can you help me out? I mean, I'll actually, like you said, I'll make them be accountable. I'll ask them to tell me what's going on.
We need to find that out early, so that the challenge is, so many times we'll just jump to write a proposal. And it's way, way, way too soon. And as I mentioned earlier, I don't do that frequently. I'll just write this discussion document. I'd like everybody to think about that. It just really summarizes the conversation. It says, here's what we talked about. If they want pricing, put it in. But they can take that and show it to other people in the organization if they need to. It takes way less time to do, and it's a great interim step.
Yeah, I agree with that. And, of course, you don't always have to do this, but a lot of times you do. But what you're talking about is back to what I was saying. It's kind of an interim close. You're establishing some ideas. You're getting them to say, okay, we've written down four things here. Two of them are important to me. Two of them are not important to me. So you, as you said, you decide whether those two things that are important to them are what you want to work on, and if they are, you keep going. And then down the road, when they come back and say, well, that's no longer important to me, or if they say, why did you not put this in the proposal, you can say, well, wait a minute, you told me last week that was no longer important. Remember, we have it on the sheet.
That's right.
It's so important to make sure customers declare what they've committed to, what they've said to you. Because they'll forget, and they'll bring it up later as an objection if they're just trying to push you off.
That's why it's important to get it in writing, because it's one thing to for a buyer to hear what we say. It's another thing to see it in writing. And that confirms the conversation.
And in a call, you review that at the end, don't you? Now, while we were here today, you told me, just make sure I'm making some notes here, maybe review. You told me this was important. You told me this wasn't important. Is that correct? Right?
That's
you have to do that.
We have to check in because it's, because our clients are not boilerplate, so we can't send them boilerplate.
Another great session with one of the best sales experts I know, ladies and gentlemen, Joanne Black. Joanne, thanks for being here. Thanks for the great information. Come back again real soon.
I sure will. Thanks, Jim.
Joanne Black, ladies and gentlemen, from NoMoreColdCalling.com. The new book is Pick Up the Damn Phone. She's right about that, folks. You know what I've said before. Face-to-face is the original social media. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.